We are here at Sacred Sheep doing a little behind the scenes. Do people think that you just walk into a festival and it's like, boom, magically just magic?
Of course.
That is a negative. That's not what happens. Introduce yourself to everybody that's watching.
I'd love that. I'm actually making app like day one. So I joined a long time ago, right when you guys launched it.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I am the author of two books, Slow Knitting and Seasonal Slow Knitting, both of which I would call knitting philosophy books as much as they are like pattern books. They're very thoughtful about the process and the feelings that we get from our knitting. The first book came out in 2017, but it's still a classic. And yes. Everyone should have a copy.
Evergreen content.
And then Seasonal came out during the pandemic, and it's chronically underappreciated, but it's probably my favorite. And it takes you a seasonal walk through the whole year as a knitter with a capital K, and just reminds you that even when you're not knitting, you're still knitting mentally and physically. Mm. You're still a knitter in your body. You know, your body is a knitter body.
I love this.
And okay. So it kind of is about embracing that part of ourselves, no matter how long we've been crafting for.
Yeah.
And then I have two additional publications with me. I have By Hand Serial, which I am the owner of this magazine publication now. And I have Lookbook number 14, which is the Hudson Valley, and Lookbook 13, which is Northern California, so coast to coast. And then I also have this brand new Hudson Valley Textile Project Common Threads publication, of which I am the editor.
Love
and
it.
I'll be signing books.
How many festivals have you done total in your whole career?
That's a big question. You know, I've done Rhinebeck, I think, 10 years in a row.
Wow.
I just skipped like one or two in there, but 10 years, more or less. And then I've done Maryland Sheep and Wool about three times.
Mm-hmm.
And not too many in between. Mm-hmm. So maybe like, I don't know, 20, 25.
Okay.
Maybe 30. I'm not sure.
Nice. Well, I bet that this feels nice to like have a really easy setup.
Yes. And this is my first West Coast signing at all. Like,
oh
I've
gosh,
never
I
been to the
it.
West Coast and signed any of my books, which is why I was so excited about
Amazing.
Sacred Sheep. I was like, this is perfect. I'll come, I'll sign some books and meet my readers out here that I've never met. I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So within your past festival experience, do you have an interaction with somebody that specifically stands out to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I had this wonderful woman. I want to say her name's Fiona, but if it's Felicia, I'm really sorry. but she came to Maryland Sheep and Wool, I guess, 2 years ago, and just told me about how much the book meant to her at a time in her life. She had just lost her mom, and she was reading through the book, and some of the imagery that I had picked that I had written, you know, multiple years before, because the book takes a lot more than, you know, 6 months to come out.
Yeah.
And it was imagery that meant a lot to her at that time in her life. And she felt like I was writing it for her.
Aww.
And we had a beautiful conversation. And then she sent me a letter at home. And it was like this gorgeous 4-page handwritten letter. And I still keep it on my desk. I read it whenever I'm having a bad day. I'm like, this is what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for the readers who it means something to. You know, because our work doesn't always feel like it means a lot in the scope of bigger things happening in the world. But it means something to someone.
That rings true to me as well. When we're building an app and everything is online typically, and we don't do a lot of face-to-face interaction, and then we hear how like making has changed somebody's life or perspective on social media, or they're really excited for the marketplace to, you know, fully
open up. Or you're their community. You're their whole community.
Yes, or we're their whole community. And it's just like, yep, that's why we're doing this. So yeah, I fully get that. That's
being
awesome.
Someone's safe space is like a real gift. And I think that
should that be our tagline? Being someone's safe space is a real gift.
That's why I'm an author.
So what are you working on right now? Like, what's your whip?
So right now, my friend Jewel and I like to say, I am the whip. We are the whip.
Yeah.
We're always the whip.
Yes.
I am going to shop out some new titles. I would like to write another book.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who follows me on the newsletter actually got to vote on their favorite title last week of some new ones. It's a sneak peek, but I can't talk about it here.
Yeah.
It's top secret.
Yeah, top secret.
I am transitioning a lot of my work so that I can spend some time working on things for Slow Knitting. I really want to like boost up my own brand. I spend a lot of time working on other people's brands, and I want to see something, you know, new. I'm seeing, obviously, we've had some really big powerhouse magazines announce that they're closing.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in stepping into a publication space. It's something I've been excited about for a while, and I have some really interesting kind of new ideas about how that could be successful.
Some of them I
ran through in Common Thread, so it's really cool. But one of the things that we've been doing is revisiting existing patterns. Instead of hiring designers to make new patterns, we're just using the work that they've already put so much time into and highlighting it in a new way.
That's
and
great.
And so I'm interested to see where that takes me and what I can do with that next. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but I see potential in that. So I think there's so many people doing amazing work.
Yes.
And it just needs to be lifted up and appreciated and brought to others' attention. So, I'm willing to try and do that.
It's like a version of upcycling, but a design. Like, it's something that's been around for a while, but you're giving it new life.
And depending on when you release your pattern, it could go completely flat. Knitting patterns don't, like, expire.
Right.
So I think that there's a lot of value in taking what designers have already put their time and money and energy into and then rewarding them for producing something great.
That's beautiful.
So that's kind of what I'm
really
looking
awesome.
At next.
Out of all the vendors here, who are you most excited to purchase yarn from?
Oh, man. M to the Third. Very excited.
Oh, nice.
Also, Ritual Dyes and Farmer's Daughter Fibers and Moondrake and Wandering Flock. I mean, all of them. I'm going to spend more money than I really should. But I did Cold Sheep this year. It was really good. And it's my birthday month. So I'm like, got to spend all the things.
Yeah.
Buy all the things.
You're giving yourself lots of gifts.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I deserve
it. You do. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is so fun.
Are you recording? Great. Do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
I'm Zoe. I'm at Sacred Sheep.
Yes.
And this is my first fiber event. I run Junebug and Darlin, which is a subversive cross-stitch kit business. I've been running it since about 2016. So I do a lot of events throughout the year. This is just my first one in like my little fiber world, which is really sweet. I'm sharing a booth with Mackenzie, who does M to the Third yarn, and we're debuting a sweet little mitten collabs, so that'll be nice to see for tomorrow. This is the Friday night. This is the chaos behind the scenes.
It is the chaos. Yes. We'll have shown some of the chaos. We'll continue to show the chaos.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your first festival.
Well, first fiber festival.
First fiber festival. You've done other...
I do shows throughout the year. I do a lot of street fairs. I do like crafty handmade fairs and things like that, mostly in Portland and Seattle. I'm based in Portland, but this is my first like yarn fiber world entry.
I love it. Yeah. So what made you want to make this the first?
Rachel. Yeah, of course.
There
Rachel
it is. Rachel.
Yeah,
Rachel
I've known
is
Rachel
magic.
For a few years.
Yeah.
I have made a kit for her shop, and so we've worked together a little bit, and she sent me a message and asked if I was interested, and
love
I said,
it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What is your favorite part about your booth?
Honestly, I just had a new sign made earlier this year that is around the corner.
Oh my gosh.
This feels like I stepped myself up.
Yes. If you're somebody who prefers to listen to the podcast, just know it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It says Junebug and Darlin on the top, and it has hands that are also scissors, and it's blue, and it's just beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, I don't have anything else to show you in the booth.
That's okay, because we're behind the scenes. We're in the chaos right now. Awesome. Okay, so out of everyone here, who are you most excited to purchase from?
I feel like that's a, like, pitting your friends against each other.
No, because we all know that we're all going to buy everything from everyone deep down inside. But, like, is there somebody that you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited?
I don't have one thing in mind, but I do have a few projects. So I'm on the hunt for some blanket yarn because I have the idea of making this new prism blanket from Pearl Soho and I can't get it out of my mind. So
yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. Ready to buy some blanket yarn and, you know, the casual sweater projects in mind. But I'm just excited to be debuting our little mitten. So you can also
buy my yarn project. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for
our little behind the scenes here.
Yeah,
this is great. And
we'll
swing back by. Thank you for allowing us to invade for a moment. You're doing so good already. I'm very proud of you. So, I mean, the people who probably need the least amount of an introduction in this room, but go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Micah.
I'm Rachel.
You can come on in here.
I'm Kate.
Well, Spin Cycle Yarns, obviously. So I want to know, how many festivals total have you all done?
Done about probably 10 or 12 different festivals. I mean, not like brands of festivals, not...
Okay, I was going to say...
I definitely thought you were asking for the sum total of how many times have we schlepped...
Our 20-year anniversary is coming right up in the spring, and we've been doing shows since, what, year two?
Yes.
Urban Craft Uprising was our first big show.
Wait, what year was that?
2005?
Yeah, it was this... I think it was maybe the second Urban Craft Uprising ever.
The reason that I'm asking that is because I believe that year was the first year that I went to Urban Craft Uprising and purchased my very first skein of Spin Cycle yarns.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It would have been hand spun back then.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Oh, I love it. 2005. Ashley looked it up. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's add that to the list of things. We've had little magical things happening this whole festival.
Before COVID, we were easily doing like 3 a year. On a chill year.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to do like the Renegade Circuit. We'd do all the Renegades.
We'd do 3 in just December. Remember our 3 back-to-back weekends?
Yeah. I'm grossly underestimating. I bet we've done this like 100 times.
Yeah. I bet more than that.
Yeah. 1 billion. Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yep.
That's the answer right there. Correct. Okay. Why were you so excited to join Sacred Sheep this year for its very first year?
Did you see the lineup? I mean, gotta be part of this cool crowd. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And
we know,
Rachel
like,
would do.
Rachel's such a tastemaker.
She's so cool. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, if she's put on a show, it's gonna be really great. And look at this space. It's insane.
Yeah. What is your favorite part of your booth?
I really like the tablecloth that Micah ice dyed for us. I'm really excited. I can't wait to fluff that.
Why don't you give it a flurp?
Oh my gosh, yes, we need to
flurp it about.
I'll add some like fun music over it. If you're somebody who's preferring to listen to the podcast,
thanks, Ashley.
It is a gorgeous ice-dyed.
Yeah, describe it.
There's blues and greens and pinks and reds and oranges. And just go to the YouTube and watch the video because it's worth it.
It's the best looking tablecloth I've maybe ever seen.
Now I'm seeing a lot of dryer lint, though. We might have to.
We're going to shake it outside.
You did mention about how many amazing people are here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first purchase you're going to make? And each of you need to be answering this question.
I want to go see the Reiko necklaces, the beaded necklaces. That's my first purchase.
Wandering Flock. I didn't get to hang out with her the last show, and I'm going to be heading straight over there.
Yes.
Same for me, Wandering Flock for sure. And then I want to go see what Rochelle brought from Moondrake.
It's looking good. I can see it from here. And
it's bright. Is it bright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just a lot of us are going to be leaving with not as much money as we walked in with. Well, thank you so much. We'll leave you to it.
Yeah.
Tablecloth in action, please.
I know. I'm very excited.
It's overdyed, so that's going to come with me. It almost never comes with me, and that's like the only worst that I have. So I'm bringing that tomorrow too. So I'm Stefania, or Steph. I use she/her pronouns, and I am the owner and dyer for Three Fates Yarns. I've been doing this, I don't know, like 12, 14 years, something like that.
Nice.
I live in Salem, Oregon, so this is pretty close to being my hometown.
Yeah.
I actually work up in the Portland area full time. So
wonderful. Okay, yeah. So how many shows have you done total in your 12 years?
I don't know. 50, 60, something like that.
Nice.
I do 3 to 5 shows a year. I think I used to do a lot more, but we've lost a number of independent shows in the Pacific Northwest. You know, they kind of come and go.
Yeah.
Right? There's a few, like Oregon Flock and Fiber and Black Sheep Gathering and the Rose City Yarn Call that I always do. So
yeah,
I've been doing those for a long time.
Well, and now we're gaining some.
Yes, exactly.
Like this and Flock and, yeah.
This is like the most amazing space. Yeah, I didn't do Flock, but I think I will apply to do Flock this August.
You should. So with all of the festivals that you've done, do you have an interaction with a customer that like stands out to you?
You know, just in general, I just love it when people bring me their stuff that they've made. That's my favorite thing. So it doesn't, I wouldn't say that there's like one, I have a story. So I have this friend, her name is Heather Lightbody. She is a spinner and she makes hats for people sometimes and she sells them. She goes by Girl with a Hook. And she comes to shows and she'll buy a braid and she'll spin it on the spot and then she'll come back and it's like completely done. So you can find that on my Instagram. So in June, she bought a yellow, gray, black one and it totally matched both her outfit and her hair. And she's an art yarn spinner. So it was like fast and bouncy and like so fun. Heather's a really fun person.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a pretty
good story. What is your favorite part of your booth?
I mean, it's all yaks, so it's hard to play favorites. I'm a big fan of these yarns back here. This is Merino Yak and Silk back here.
Okay,
feel that. And like down there is the DK weight one. But these are mini skein sets.
Beautiful.
There's a small shawl back there, but
these are so beautiful. If you're somebody who's preferring to listen, definitely hop over to YouTube and take a watch because you need to see this yarn. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
So many lovely colors. And yeah, I know everyone I talk to, I'm like, okay, well, looks like my whole entire car will be filled with yarn on the way home.
How far do you have to drive?
Oh, just Seattle. Oh, not too far. Why were you excited to be a part of the first year of Sacred Sheep?
Well, you know, I love ritual dyes. It's like totally was going to work out. And being in Portland, we haven't had a show in Portland other than the Rose City Yarn Crawl.
So, yeah.
But I know this space really personally. Like, I've had a tour of it. So I work as a sustainability analyst in the city. And so this is a building that I have come and toured like as part of a conference and I've heard all about it. So yeah, this is the EcoTrust building. This is the Salmon
That's
on the
right.
Red.
Okay.
This is like a, you know, a place where businesses come and like get their boost. So I really love
Steph
this space.
Steph approved, everyone. Yeah. I love it.
So I was like, the first time I saw this building, I was like, this would be such a great place for a yarn show. So when they said there was a yarn show here, I was like, I'm all in. Am I free?
Yeah. It's like you manifested it into existence.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody, though. Apparently, I should have called Ritual Dyes right away, and then this would have been happening for years, right?
Well, you know, everything has its time and place.
Yeah, totally. This is the right time.
This was great.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. All right.
Alrighty.
We'll be around. Jen Joyce reporting live from the Sacred Sheep photo booth, and I am here with Abby.
Hello.
Who is our engineer and also has come to Sacred Sheep with making.
Yes.
What are you most excited about for this experience?
I mean, honestly, everything. I've been following a lot of these people on Instagram for a really long time, and now I'm like having conversations with them, and it feels like I'm meeting celebrities. So I feel like a VIP. I feel like I'm on the inside. And yeah, also excited. All the yarn that I see is beautiful. And so I'm excited to acquire some yarn. Even though I made a list, I'm not going to stick to it. I don't think
we're going to stick. I mean, I didn't make a list, but if I would have, I would not be sticking to it either.
Yeah, I try to be responsible and it's not going to happen. So
no,
I tried.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm glad that my car has room for us to bring home a bunch of yarn.
Yeah, we have so much room. So
yeah,
it'll be fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. I love being here. So.
That's right. Okay. So the light's really bright.
Okay.
So just if you want to talk to me versus the camera, that's okay.
Hi, I'm Renee from Handmade Renee.
Is there a way that we could like swing around a little bit? I feel like Vanna now. How many shows have you done total?
This is my first show.
Yay. Okay, yeah. So what made you want to join Sacred Sheep as your first show?
Well, I live in Portland, so I thought it would be great to be a part of a local event. And since it's in town, it's a little less coordination on my part. So I thought it would be a good like way to, you know, test the waters on vending.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. And how long have you been prepping for the show?
Probably since I locked in my spot.
Nice.
So it's been a few months now, that I've been prepping. Yeah.
Cool. There's a lot of amazing vendors here. Mm-hmm. What is going to be your first purchase?
That's a tough one because I'm trying to work through my yarn stash a little bit.
Got it.
I've been trying not to look to plan too much, but I think if I see something
that really
catches my eye, I think it's going to be an impulse purchase for sure.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Because good thing it's only one day, right?
I know, right? Yeah. So,
what are you working on right now?
I'm working on a short sleeve sweater, the Tilda top by Yarn Me Up. I'd hope to have it done to wear tomorrow, but it's not gonna happen.
That's okay. I think that you're
okay
probably not alone in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm assuming that there are a lot of people who, including myself.
It happens.
Okay, show a couple of your favorite patterns that you have in your bags.
Sorry, we're
invading.
It's okay. I'm just in goblin mode.
I love it. Perfect. We love goblin mode.
Well, I'm partial to black, but I know not everybody is. And so I have a few of these really cool holographic bags that use holographic vinyl. It's very pastel. There's actually no black on these at all,
which is so fun. Okay, so if somebody is listening to the podcast, the bottom half is holographic and the top is like a lovely like pinks and blues and stars and clouds and sky, and it just feels like it would be like a delight every time you're ready to like sit down with your project. Okay. That's so fun. Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right,
am I supposed to hold these?
Yes, okay. So, microphone.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to setup day.
I know. I mean, I feel like setup day is always like, you know, somewhat chaotic. You know, you're just trying to get all your things in and out and like set up so you can go relax and, you know. Face the day tomorrow.
I know. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Oh, right. My name is Geraldine. I am the founder and creative director of The Wandering Flock. We are an indie dyed yarn company based out of Brooklyn, New York.
I love Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We're going to come visit you at some point.
Definitely, please.
You were talking about how setup day can be a little stressful.
Yes.
So how do you prep for like the day of?
Oh my God.
Like personally, like do you have a pump up song or is it like, I have to black out curtains and just go to bed early? Like what does that look for you?
I don't usually I'd never sleep the night before because I'm always like, oh my God, are people going to show up? Am I going to sell? Is anyone going to buy anything? Oh my God. Like, you know, because it takes a long time for us to get everything together just for a show. Because everything you see here is hand dyed, right?
So it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
So how long have you been prepping for this show?
I think this is a show we kind of like decided last minute not last minute. Sorry. We just did a show 2 weeks ago, you know, so we,
limited run. So everything was kind of prepping at once for the next few weeks.
So Marie does a lot of our dyeing now and she is doing a lot of the prep too.
I love that we have actual like this is what's happening behind the scenes happening right now.
I know. We finished dyeing this like I want to say a month before
October, early October.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not the organized person, I have to say. She is.
I mean, usually the creative one is not.
Yeah. As, I'd be like, yeah. Oh, I like this and that. And like, you know, and she's got the list.
I love it. There are so many amazing vendors here.
There are. Yeah.
Who are you going to purchase from first?
That is really, really hard to.
I think
to,
it's the hardest question I've been asking everyone. Yeah, that's a hard question.
That is a really hard question, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited for, I think Kindred Red is here.
Yes.
And like, I feel like we have like, I don't know, it's not really a similar aesthetic because she's a little brighter.
Yeah.
I really, really like her stuff.
Yeah.
I think I like Verge. You know, I also really like Wolfolk. Mm-hmm. And a verb for keeping warm.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, list. I'm like, it's in the end, it's gonna, I'm just naming all the vendors really.
Yeah.
In the spin cycle.
Like 30 minutes later, we're just standing here you've named and all like, of the vendors that are here.
Yeah. So pretty much you can shop everyone.
Awesome.
I'm just vending this show so I can cover my, like, I don't know, stash expense.
Fair. So what are you excited about most about being a part of Sacred Sheep and being in Portland, too?
Well, this is actually my first time in Portland.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've never been here.
Oh my gosh.
I've been wanting to, like, visit Portland, Oregon for, like, the longest time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's never, like, a reason, right? And mm-hmm. then so, like, when Rachel reached out, she's like, do you want to do the show? And she, like, threw everything at me, and I was like, okay, this is a really good excuse.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
So here we are. And I'm so excited that we're here because, like, the vendors are here are amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to be a part of this whole, like, first show is going to be...
I love it.
It's going to be good.
Okay, maybe this is, like, asking who your favorite child is. And so if you can't answer, I understand. What is your favorite colorway that you have out right now?
Oh, that one's easy. Okay, wait. I take that back. That wasn't easy. I think my favorite colorway, like personal favorite, is Beach Party.
I love it.
I like that it's a neutral base and it's like brightly speckled and it knits up really nice. But my new favorite.
That is so good.
And I feel like this is asking, like, this is.
I know. It's a hard question. I'm sorry.
Favorites, but
the hard hitting questions.
I think this color, Hundreds and Thousands, is a color really I've been dreaming of for a long time. I wanted a neutral base color that knitted up like tweed and had like all these little like neons in it.
It's so good. It's
so
beautiful.
I think this is the color. This is our latest color, 110 thousands.
Fourth anniversary color.
Yeah, it is our fourth anniversary color. So this might be my new favorite.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome. And I see you're pulling out some samples right now. Do we get to see it?
Yeah.
This is the fingering solo. And then this guy. Oh, a little tangled up. This is the fingering and the mohair held together. And it's a lot of fun to knit. It's like, you know, the stitch color changes. You'll be like in that soft, rosy pink colorway, and then there's a pop of yellow, and then there'll be a little pop of a blue or the deeper orchid color. So it's a lot of fun. It's real interesting to knit, and it creates, I think, a really nice fabric.
Yeah.
And I love that you explained it like that because this podcast is on YouTube and listening only. So now... like everybody knows what it looks like because of your explanation. So thank you. You're a really good podcaster. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I think Marie, you found a new career.
You're not allowed
to leave me. We'll start a podcast together.
I mean, anytime y'all want to be on our podcast, just let me know. Yeah. Thank you so much for a little behind the scenes here.
Yeah, thank you so much for featuring us. We're excited to, you know, get this show on the road.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks. Every single time I feel like I should be like, Jen Joyce, with making reporting live from booth number.
14 is my lucky number. It's my like sports number.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait.
Sportsing. So.
Do you do sportsing?
Not anymore. I used to play Ultimate Frisbee a lot.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm so you were 14.
Yes. It's like you've done this before.
Yes.
Do you want to, I mean, I'm sure most people watching and listening know who you are, but do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Casey. I'm from Portland, Maine, and I run a shop called Port Fiber, and I just celebrated 10 years in business.
Congratulations. Yeah. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So within that 10 years, how many festivals have you done?
Oh, I probably do about 5 or 6 a year now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay.
50 to 70 shows. There's some like math. I don't know.
I'm a little bit surprised that like nobody knew the exact number. Because I've asked a couple people.
I'm not going to do mathing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah. No. Like over 10 years? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Not doing the math.
That's fine. So, what made you excited to join Sacred Sheep for the first year?
Well, I came here last November to do a trunk show with Ritual Dyes.
Oh, yeah.
With Cashmere People Yarns, which is this cooperative that I rep. They're a group of hand spinners in Tajikistan in Central Asia, and they're spinning Kashgora.
Beautiful.
So it's a really special yarn, and I got to come out here last November and do a little pop-up, and I taught a little spinning class at the shop.
Wonderful.
And so I love Portland, and I think the like Portland to Portland connection is
Say also just like you fit in perfectly in both places.
Thank you.
What are you excited about most in your booth?
Well, one of my favorite things to do in my shop is dye fiber, which I don't do a ton of because, you know, you just kind of push aside the creative parts and have to do the more businessy parts. So
yeah.
I brought a bunch of my hand dyed fiber, which I haven't really done on the West Coast yet. I mean, I really haven't done a lot of West Coast things at all anyways, but I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about Cashmere People Yarns. I think people need to touch this.
Yeah, there's a lot of squishing will be happening tomorrow.
I'm also really excited to look at the other booths.
I know.
I don't normally walk around and visit other people's things because I'm usually doing these things by myself.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of volunteers here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
So you're going to be doing some walking.
Yeah.
And purchasing.
Yeah.
What's the first booth that you're excited to visit?
My neighbor's next to me.
Oh, there you go.
Like Ryko, beaded.
That's
earrings.
Where they are. Okay. Well,
I have a pair of earrings right now from them, and I love them.
Beautiful. They look like, for anyone that is doing the listening part of the podcast, they look like little granny squares, and they're beaded earrings, and they're so cute.
They're very precious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love. Absolutely.
Yeah. I brought a lot of kits also.
Oh, yay.
Because this is the most like simple setup I've ever done. Just 3 tables. Usually have grid wall that I like bring to shows. So it's kind of nice to have something simple and just put some color combos together and hope people are into what I picked.
It's great.
Thank you.
I feel like if you're traveling all the way across the country, simple's the way to go, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I also have to shout out my custom spin cycle colorway, which is called Safety Meeting.
Yes.
So if you know what that's all about, wink, wink, wink. Yeah.
Safety meeting. It's really great. Here, let's go off that safety meeting, David.
I got it in bulky, and I got it in dream state, which is their light worsted, and then I've also got it in a kit in the dyed in the wool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time. Hopefully we'll chat a little bit more tomorrow,
too. Are these little poopies, like, supposed to be on there?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
It's behind the scenes. We're setting up.
Yeah.
I feel silly asking you to do this, but do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
Yeah. I'm Rachel Bratcher of Ritual Dyes and putting on the Sacred Sheep this year.
Founder of the Sacred Sheep Festival.
Yeah. It's going to be a real thing starting tomorrow.
It's true. I mean, it's a real thing now.
Yeah.
This is amazing. How long has this idea, like, been in your brain to do this?
We've had the idea for years because Portland is just such a, you know, a beautiful spot. It's such a vibrant maker community already that's existing here. And having a fall event, you know, because a lot of us don't get back to Rhinebeck as far, as much as I like to. So this was kind of an idea that's been bubbling for a while. And then when we saw this space, it really clicked that we thought, well, I could see it here. Like, I could really see it in, like, a small, kind of curated, but, like, a small venue. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to suit Portland and kind of what I thought we could put on successfully.
Tomorrow, when all of the card machines go on,
yes,
what is your first purchase?
Oh, I have, like, gosh, there's so much. And I haven't gotten to, like, really look at what people brought. I'm getting these kind of, like, sweeping views. Mm-hmm. There's so much.
I know.
There's so much. I can't choose my first.
I've been asking people their favorite yarn that they have. So I guess that's, instead of asking your favorite yarn, it's your favorite vendor at your very first festival.
Maybe I would just say that there's a couple people that I don't get to see that much.
Yeah.
So, Verb for Keeping Warm coming up from the Bay Area. I haven't been down to their store before. I love seeing that they've brought so much of, like, their little shop here.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's
I mean, we
so
love
much.
Them all.
Yes.
We love them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons.
What do you feel like is special about this space and having a fiber festival in it?
I think that, like, the outside is pretty unassuming, and as soon as you step in and you see, like, all the woodwork and the strung lights, I think it just has a certain vibe that feels, like, cozy, and it relates well to our industry. I feel like it kind of sets the tone for a maker, and I think that's how we felt, like, when we first stepped in here. We're like, oh, I could see it. I could really see that it could come together here.
What are you working on right now? What's your whip or whips? Or do you have nothing on the needles because you've just been doing this?
No, I have a few things. I finished the Gale sweater from Sashiko Bergen, which I'll probably wear tomorrow.
Yay.
I love it. It's so pretty. Super cozy. I just started a petite knit sweater that's the stripey one, and I think it'll blend into my wardrobe very well.
Yeah. Based on our conversations, this is happening next year.
Yes, this is happening next year.
We've already I love it.
Settled on that. Oh. We might, you know, tweak a few things depending on, like, how things feel tomorrow. You know, maybe add on something for a little bit for Friday evening. But I love this space. I think it's going to work really well for us.
If somebody is listening or watching and they're not coming this year, but they're thinking about next year, what is one thing about Portland or this space or this festival that you think that they need to know?
I think it's very easy to spend a weekend in Portland in the fall. There's so much to do beyond the festival. I mean, we're surrounded by so many cute yarn shops. You could just make it a complete, like, yarn weekend. But there's hiking that's very accessible. There's very good food. Portland loves food.
Mm-hmm.
Fall here is just, like, a really nice, mild time to come. We have all the leaves changing. So it's a pretty time to just, it's very easy to spend a weekend here and make it, like, a whole thing, like, however you want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you to Team Sacred Sheep and the vendors and artists. We'll see y'all next year. And until then, we'll see you in the Making App. Haven't joined the Making App? Head to themakingapp.com to download and join the very first social marketplace app made for makers, crafters, and artists by makers, crafters, and artists.
You are from Brooklyn, so you literally flew across the country for this.
Sorry,
But you're okay. Do you need a sec?
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
This is what editing is for. Some mohair in me.
Okay. This is real life behind the scenes. Mohair choking on mohair.
That's actually quite common in
studio. Yeah.